What is the risk of percutaneous coronary intervention? You know, essentially a PTCA with intracoronary stent prior to elective surgery. Well, Gregorich, in fact, 2000, tested this concept with 40 patients who underwent coronary stent placement less than 6 weeks before non-cardiac surgery. They did really badly. Myocardial infarctions in 18%, major bleeding in 28%, death in 20%. If the stent was placed 1 day prior to surgery, the mortality was 100%. Well, what about a drug-eluting stent? They are the new thing. Well, drug-eluting stents are probably even more dangerous. With a non-drug-eluting stent, the coronary endothelium can cover up the stent in a reasonable period of time, many months. A drug-eluting stent is designed to inhibit endothelial growth. It's unclear how long it takes to cover the drug-eluting stents to the point where they are safe. Moreover, the perioperative period is a period of hypercoagulability, secondary tissue trauma, and stress. Studies which demonstrate that it's safe to discontinue antiplatelet agents after a number of months for non-operative patients may not be applicable to surgical patients. Let me make this clear. Do not discontinue prophylactic antiplatelet agents in patients with intracoronary stents without a lot of thought. It can quickly be lethal secondary to intracoronary clot on the stent.